Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville, Alabama. As we talk about a special young man from Green Hill, Alabama,
Mr. Brock Killen. He is currently battling cancer, and I saw a post from the Lauderdale County Junior Cattleman, and I have with me to talk about this particular situation and this fundraising effort, Mr. Brian Smith and Jackson Kidd. We'll start with Brian Smith. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Brian.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you having us, and it's good to be here. Thank you for your interest in this, and thank you for your support.
As I told you, and you had not heard of the Mark White Show before, my effort is to try to recognize difference makers in our communities. I try to share stories to encourage people, to inspire people to make a difference where they can. And it is especially easy when you have someone who's willing to give back to the community, and then they have something like this happen, and you can go back and say, well, you know what? Brock cared about people in his community, and now Brock needs some help himself, and we can support this family, and we can clearly see that Brock was caring about other people long before he needed to help himself.
Absolutely. Yes, that has been a characteristic of him and of the Junior Cattlemen as an entire group over the last 10 years or so. And we're always happy to reach out to families or community members, people in the county who might need help, and show them that the ag community is a caring community. It's a brotherhood, and we reach out to our neighbors and our rural people all around. And so that's part of our trademark for us.
And I don't know that people would understand the magnitude of the work that you guys do just by looking at Lauderdale County Junior Cattlemen. It doesn't entail all that, but explain to people what is going on there with not just working in the ag industry, but trying to give back through the ag industry.
So it is pretty unique, and it's very different. The Alabama Cattlemen's Association is a statewide organization with a chapter in every county of the state. A lot of counties have junior cattlemen chapters. Lauderdale County is one of the largest. And we've been going for about 15 to 18 years. And we sort of made our calling become, of course, promoting beef, the ag lifestyle, learning about beef cattle, beef production, agriculture, but also we have a policy of giving back to the community, to invest in others, to fill a need. And I'm also a teacher, and to me it's important to teach our children that we don't always go around with our hands out, that we want to give back. And when you give back, others will invest in you. So that's kind of been our calling for the last several years.
So, Brian, do you teach at Rogers High School?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you teach agriculture?
No, I teach sixth grade.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
And incorporate as much ag as I can.
Very good. Yes. Because you have up-and-coming farmers. You have those who are going to take a part in the agriculture industry, maybe even go to places like Mississippi State or Auburn University or Alabama A&M and go into that field.
Absolutely. And a number of our junior cattlemen have gone on to Mississippi State and to Auburn to obtain degrees there in the ag field.
Speaking of Rogers High School, Brock did graduate from Rogers High School. What year was that?
This year. He graduated in May of 2023.
Okay, so his work with the Lauderdale County Junior Cattlemen is very recent, very fresh.
Yes, it is. He participated more when he was in junior high, so maybe 5 years ago or so, and kind of off and on since that time, but he was very active during his junior high years.
Now let's talk about this ZIP meal delivery program that Brock was part of establishing. He was one of the first people to be a part of this, correct?
Yes, he was. So about 2016, it had been a dream of mine for a long time that we could do some kind of beef promotion event that was free, available to anyone in the community, and provided by the junior cattlemen. So we decided to do something we call ZIP meals, Z-I-P, and that stands for beef has zinc, iron, and protein. So we call these ZIP meals, and the junior cattleman provides the beef. We always do a beef dish with some sides and a dessert, and then the junior cattleman families pitch in to do the sides and the desserts, but the junior cattleman provides the funding for the beef, and we put the plates together, and then the kids take them and parents and deliver them to retired, to sick and shut in, to anyone needing cheered up, or anyone in need that we can find. And we have done close to 1,000 of those over the years. And Brock was in on the very first effort. And he was a sixth grader at the time. And he was right in the kitchen, helped make the plates and get everything together. I'll never forget how that looked for those little boys to be in there helping put those plates together. And then was, they're delighted to go and deliver. And more than the meal for the recipients, it's that contact with the kids.
Yes.
Because a lot of those folks, they don't get a lot of one-on-one contact with people. Some do and some don't. But, the elderly are always so happy to see youth come into their homes and be a part of their day and to chat with them. And they get really attached. So this has gone on for several years, and we've seen several of our regular recipients pass on. And the memory is there, and it's a treasure to see these kids develop relationships that last with older members of the community and have that contact with them.
As I mentioned, we have Jackson Kidd with us. Jackson, were you a sixth grader at the time when this program was established as well?
Yes, I was.
And you were president in the sixth grade, or did you earn that responsibility later on?
No, I became the president at the middle of my senior year? Yes. It was about the middle of my senior year. This past year, I became the president of the Junior Cattlemen.
What do you recall about this Zip delivery meal program?
We would bring food up to the school and meet there most of the time, and we would get all the plates and stuff together, and then we would back then I would get in probably Brian's car or somebody else and go into certain houses and take those meals to them and deliver them and talk for a little bit, and then we would go on to the next house.
What did you all think about this program as sixth graders? That's pretty young to be getting involved in this way, but as you think about maybe yourself and think about Brock and working in this program to help people, what did you see out of Brock during that time?
Well, he was just trying to be as good as he could, like just going and talking and being as nice as he could to everybody.
We have a diagnosis of Burkitt's lymphoma, and it's a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma that Brock is battling now. What is a message that you would have for your friend during this time as he's going through this treatment? And it's going to be a battle for him, I'm sure, as he goes through this in Nashville, Tennessee.
Just keep your head high and trust in God that he will do and take care of you.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this fundraiser. That's what I saw, and I wanted to be able to help through the Mark White Show, and there may be other opportunities for people to help outside of the area because we have a following across the country, and when people hear the story about Brock, I want them to be able to help however they can, and that may mean reaching out to the Lauderdale County Junior Cattlemen, reaching out to you, Brian, but we'll talk about that when we come back, okay? Folks, we're coming to you from Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville, Alabama, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. Right now, folks, we're coming to you from Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville, Alabama. As I talk to Brian Smith and Jackson Kidd, we are talking about a young man, Brock Killen, who's now been diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma, a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Now, I saw this through the Lauderdale County Junior Cattleman page, and I reached out to a couple of friends of mine to see about having Brian on the show to talk about this effort. They are now in the midst of a fundraising effort that is happening January the 9th, and we want you to be part of this. We want you to help support Brock Killen during this time. He just graduated last year from high school at Rogers High School. He's a very young guy. He's now facing this battle, and I know that you as a listener would like to support if you can. So welcome back to the show, Brian Smith and Jackson Kidd.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about how this fundraiser came to be. We're talking about someone who was very involved with the junior, with the Lauderdale County Junior Cattlemen, as we talked about, with helping the elderly, getting those plates of food together. A sixth grader, just a young guy, just like Jackson here, both of them were working hard with a team of young people to make this happen. And now he needs our help and support. Who was the catalyst, or how did this start to get the ball rolling on this particular fundraiser?
Well, I think the story, we have to go back a little bit in time to how this actually came to be. Somewhere in the past, the junior cattlemen were having steak sandwich sales for fundraisers to pay for scholarships, for travel expenses, for educational trips. And then somewhere along the way, a need arose, and I don't remember if it was a community member had a house fire or there was some sickness that we did. We decided to do a steak sandwich sale fundraiser to help as a benefit. And I don't remember the first, but that evolved into when there's a need in the community, the junior cattlemen help to do fundraisers for house fires, for sickness, We also do funeral meals for free for local residents who have had deaths in the family, along with the zip meals. So the junior cattlemen have earned the reputation of reaching out to others. And I just mentioned to Jackson as we drove here today that Brock went with us and helped so many others. It feels really strange that we're coming here to do this for him, but this is one of our own, you know, and absolutely we're not going to miss, Lord willing, that opportunity to do something for him after he's reached out to so many over the years. So almost immediately upon hearing the situation, I'm thinking, okay, well, this is something we have to do. This is for Brock. This is for one of our own. And I think that all the members feel the same way, because the ones who were present at that time and saw the things he did to help us and to help the community, we just immediately know that we want to do something back for him.
What have you heard from Brock or from his family or people that are close to Brock about this fundraiser being organized in his honor?
Oh, I think that it's overwhelming. The family has been in contact with me. His mom has been in contact with me. And when the post went out on Facebook, I saw this morning that it's already had over 200 shares, which is incredible. I mean, that's phenomenal. A lot of it has been by his family. And I think it's a testimony to the type of family that they are and how much the community cares about them and is willing to invest back in them.
And he's currently in Nashville being treated, or he's heading to Nashville, according to the post?
He's just went in the last few days, and they're back home now.
Okay.
They went to get their treatment plan kind of arranged.
This particular meal includes a ribeye steak sandwich, chips, and a cookie.
Yes.
For $10.
Yes.
You have a lot of people who have already pre-ordered. That is the key to this, correct? To pre-order?
Right. It's a pre-order because we need to know how many steaks to purchase ahead of time, because if we only purchase 300 and then we have 500 people who show up, then, you know, we've left money on the table that could benefit him. So this way, when we do a pre-order, we know how many steaks to order, and we can do as many as we can.
And where are we doing this at?
This is going to be held at Rogers High School in Green Hill, Alabama, on January 9th from 3:30 until 6:30 p.m. in the school cafeteria.
And the cutoff date is January the 4th.
Yes.
People can pay at the door, but they must have put their name on the list prior to that.
Correct. Yeah, as long as we have your name on the list, you can pay at the door. And once again, that's just solely for helping us to know how many people are going to show up.
It looks like this is going to be a great effort, and a lot of people have invested time in this. I know that there's a team of people. It doesn't just happen overnight, that you've got some people who are amazing people. And if you want to share about the team that's come together to support this effort to make this happen, that would be great.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, like I said, we operate under the umbrella of the Adult Cattlemen's Association of Lauderdale County. And those guys, I'm also on that board, and those guys who are on the board with me have, as soon as I mentioned it, you know, they're totally all in. We'll come help, we'll help grill, we'll be there. So we've got the Adult Cattlemen's Association who is putting their time into this. Also, all the junior cattlemen, the junior cattlemen officers of Lauderdale County, and now I'm even getting people from the community who are not technically Cattlemen's Association members who are coming to me and saying, I'll be there to help. You let me know what you need, and we'll be there. Others are saying, you know, let us know what we can do, what can we donate, how can we help, tell me what you need. So it's amazing to see a community rally from all over the county, and I'm literally getting people messaging me from all over the county, not just Green Hill, but even from the other end of the county. And that says a lot about how people come together in times of need.
And I don't want to leave people out who are not in the area, because as they hear about Brock's situation, they may want to support the effort. What would you tell people if they want to support this financially, but yet they're not in Green Hill, they're not in the Shoals area, and it may be too far for them to travel?
Absolutely, and we've already had some people reaching out, even as far away as South Dakota. People have messaged me in the last 2 days that they want to send money, and you can send it to me in If it's a check, it could be payable to Brock himself or payable to the Lauderdale County Junior Cattlemen's Association, and then we'll get that to him. I can give a mailing address or a Venmo if that helps.
Sure would.
Okay. So my address is Brian Smith, 440 Smithwood Trail, Killen, Alabama, 35645. And the Venmo is at Smith Century Farm. So either way, if you send something, just put a notation on there that it's for Brock Killen, and we'll be sure to get that to him.
And let's bring this back to Jackson before we close out. Jackson, as we think about those sixth graders and others who were involved with the Lauderdale County Junior Cattlemen, have you had some of those who have come back from that age group and said, we want to be a part of this for Brock?
I have really not heard much from anybody, but I would think they would love to come and help. And
this was posted 19 hours ago,
right? Yeah.
As we sit here and talk,
yeah,
so it's very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have people who jump on board, and maybe there's an opportunity to reach out to those who were part of the team. If you can find them through social media, say, this is what we're doing, because a lot of times we're so busy we may not even see the post for a few days. I know that I had a friend that passed away on Wednesday, and I am in the midst of the Mark White Show, and so I don't stay on my personal page very much, and here I am finding out after the fact, and the funeral's already happened. And so we want those people who love Brock and want to help to be able to find out, and hopefully this show, as people share, they share the Lauderdale County Junior Cattlemen posts that you made, Brian, and then they share the Mark White Show, they share these other posts that people are making, word gets out, all those people who want to participate, who want to help Brock, can do that and not look back and say, man, I sure wish I'd known that was happening.
Yeah, most of the people that was around when we were all sixth graders, they all know, because we've been going to his house and like visiting with him, and the football team, it was a week ago or so today, we all got a bunch of money and stuff and took to him and got him some gifts, and the head coach brought him some stuff.
The one text about this is going to – I think just one text to those guys about this benefit effort, and they'll be here. They'll be there to work. They'll be all in. We've just got to get word to them. Like you said, we've just kind of got this posted last night, so – and then today's been church day, and we've not had a lot of time to get in touch with those guys. But one text to them, and they'll be signing up to work. I'm sure they'll be ready to rally around him.
And I'm very glad that you both were able to come and join me here at Fuquay's today to share about this need. As I told you, this is what the Mark White Show is about. And we're starting 2024 in a big way by trying to help Brock Killen. And I know that this is going to be a great effort. It's going to help his family. It's going to support them in their time of need, as he's helped others in their time of need. And I think it's great. And thank you, Brian, and the team of people who've come together to make this happen. Thank you, Jackson Kidd, for being a part of this as well.
Thank you, Mark. I mean, it's remarkable what you're doing, and it's very refreshing to see that someone like you is spreading good news and letting everyone know that kids are still learning how to be real human beings. And I appreciate you for this opportunity, and I know the family and our community does too.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I want to dedicate this show to my buddy, Joseph. Joseph Thompson was an amazing young man. He decided to be a part of Nick's Wish to support young people who were out of that window for Make-A-Wish and go for the ones who were older than 18 to grant them a wish. And Joseph helped raise $28,000 in that effort to help with that. And that's part of Joseph's legacy. But he's no longer with us, and it's our turn now to carry the torch in honor of Joe Thompson. And this show is dedicated to Joe. and I appreciate his love of other people, his concern about other people, and the real impact and difference that he made in the lives of others. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.